drunk parents.
Go to your room. Mom needs another Cosmo.
Very drunk parents.
Nina loves me.
Neither does Santa.
Darling punk parents.
Chug, chug, chug.
Darling drunk parents.
Your parenting skills are crap.
Yes, now we're on live.
Live.
Well, pre-recorded live.
Pre-recorded in front of a studio audience. Oh, yeah.
Yes, there's somebody here. It's like
the dog.
The dog.
And all your weird toys staring at us. R2-D2.
Collectibles.
Toys. I bought them at a toy store. You bought them at a toy store.
Yeah.
Cold.
It's cold tonight, huh?
Fucking winter. It's not even winter, really.
No, it's
still
not
fall.
Yet. Couple weeks still.
Couple weeks still, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Till the shortest day, thank God.
I gotta take off this headset because I don't like hearing my voice.
No, neither do I.
What?
You dirty bitch.
You dirty bastard.
All right. I'll try and speak up more this episode because last episode I listened to it, I was like so quiet.
Wah, 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 wah.
So.
Sure.
So I picked up this mixer. So hopefully this will help the sound quality.
Okay.
I can increase the volume of my own mic so that everyone can hear me.
It can't stop you from slurring and
mumbling,
stumbling through your speeches.
Yes, well, it's hard to do that when you have a talented tongue in your mouth.
Shut up.
Admit it.
Admit what? Tunnelingus?
Yes, this is a tunnel, all right.
I should be wearing more than my robe and my underwear.
Yes, it is almost winter.
So cold.
So cold.
Someone needs some snuggles later.
Oh, snuggle, snuggle, aww, snuggle.
Snuggle, 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 and try to slip it in.
I told you that's exit only.
Tell that to the enema you had.
Shut up. Shit all over you again. Jesus.
I will shit on it.
Get that thing out of my ass before I shoot!
And that's your host, Angela. I'm Frank, and you're listening to Barely Drunk Parents. We just got back from a kid-free evening out.
Yay.
It is a rarity around these parts.
Yes. Usually we have to spend thousands of dollars on a vacation so we can get our kids in the kids' club.
Yeah, get in the kids' club, ignore us. Thanks.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
But tonight our children had our sleepover, and we went out for a lovely dinner at a wine and tapas bar.
Yeah.
I enjoyed wine.
And we still talked about our kids.
A little bit. Just a tiny bit. Not too much. But then we're sitting across from each other going,
so what do we talk about?
You tried to explain the blue line to me.
Not in hockey.
I still don't understand icing.
No.
I've
explained that to you so many times.
I know. And I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
You're like, the puck goes in the goal. And
pretty much.
Why are they fighting?
I don't know why are they fighting.
Why is he going to that box?
I know the penalty box. I just wasn't sure about when they come out, why he came out early. But then you explained, well.
Oh, you know why I came out early.
So that you don't get pregnant. Or that you come all over my tits. But seriously, folks. Is this thing on?
No, you still have your earrings on.
I do.
You're in your robes and
ropes.
Panties and whatever.
I still have my earrings and my bracelet on.
Bracelet, yeah.
Jingle bells. There's my expensive Pandora bracelet.
Jesus.
$800 of charms.
Where did I start? Hawk that.
No, the charms are pretty fucking expensive, though, really. It's not like they have diamonds.
Itty-bitty things. Yeah, they're not diamonds and like fucking...
Well,
platinum.
I think this one actually has maybe some diamonds in it. And what about this one? Maybe.
I have no idea.
I think one of them are Swarovski.
They look pretty, so I bought for you.
Some of them are Swarovski crystals.
Wow.
Who the hell was Swarovski when he was around?
He sounds Polish, like me.
Yeah, he does.
I got some crystal too.
Meth.
Yeah.
Cooking it.
Yeah. You can't wear that on your wrist.
was so cool.
Is that how you do math?
I don't know. How do you do math? Is it like heroin? Do you, what do you do? I'd be like a bad druggie because I don't know how to take drugs.
I think you chew it like gum.
What? No, you don't.
You put it behind your ear?
Stop it. Do you like heat it in a, and so basically you heat heroin in a spoon over a flame and then you inject it? Like, what?
Yeah,
the
I think you smoke
fuck?
Meth. Cause it fucks up your teeth or something like that.
What
right?
the fuck has to break in your brain before you're like, ooh, I think I'm gonna get a plastic spoon and a lighter and put chemicals
and a
on
cotton
it.
And a
burn
cotton
it.
Ball.
Like, and dirty needles in my arm. Like, I'm sorry, yeah, maybe this is judgmental, but what has to break in your fucking brain if that's a good fucking idea?
Such a great high for like 10 minutes.
Losers. fentanyl
hey,
overdose.
We don't judge. We don't judge. We judge all the time.
Yeah, I judge all the fucking time. Yeah. It burns a lot of calories.
You're like in the restaurant. Let's judge the people sitting in the restaurant here.
No, I didn't. We didn't judge anybody in the restaurant tonight.
Or judging our friends. You suggested something like that.
I suggested judging people what you know. But I didn't judge anybody in the restaurant. Okay. The restaurant wasn't that big and it wasn't that full. The table next to us. Okay, there was one. Like, I think they knew our waitress. And this girl said the word seriously about 19 times. Did you hear that conversation? Seriously?
Seriously?
Seriously? Seriously? I swear to God, she said it like 19 times.
You think she was serious?
I don't know, but somebody was serious. Other than that.
That fucking bill was serious that we got. Ooh. Jesus.
The skirt was a little short on the waitress. Maybe she's trying to get more
of a tip.
I was
too busy looking at the tits.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
She had an earring somewhere.
She had a tattoo on her wrists or arm.
Did she have an earring like in her nose or
somewhere.
Her lip or something?
Earring
something,
somewhere.
Something
no,
in
well,
her
it's not
face.
Your ring. A piercing.
A piercing somewhere in her face.
I don't recall where, but it's, yeah.
Was it in her, yeah. I kept getting sparkles of it. I don't know. I just can't. I can't do it anywhere in my ears. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah. No. You want like a belly button?
Ugh,
sort of thing.
No.
Nose ring?
No. Ew.
Tongue stud.
There's nothing grosser than when you're in the grocery store and your cashier has a nose ring. It's a hoop. I'm like, it just seems.
It's not like it's oozing onto your freshly purchased lettuce.
It just seems unhygienic that you should have a hole and something hanging from your hole, from your nose, while you're handling my lettuce. There's just something wrong about that. Can't you just take it out for work and like put it back in? Can't managers ask that? Or is that like, a violation of human rights, blah, blah, blah.
Human rights.
I don't know. Millennials and all their bullshit. Find a
violation of
it.
Body modification.
Oh, such bullshit. Purple, green, blue hair I can deal with because it's not seeping into my cheesecake. But like, what if your nose ring falls out and falls into my salad, you know? God. It's just weird looking. And how do you fucking blow your nose with a hole in it?
I know. How do you
pick
it?
And I'm not talking about
your
nostrils.
How do you stick your finger up there?
Seriously. You poke yourself every time you pick your nose?
And it must be it must get full of boogers or something like that.
Ew.
The part that's inside your nose.
Let's talk about how hygienic a tongue ring must be.
Must in your mouth.
How many blowjobs are you giving?
That's probably the only reason to have it, you know? Why else? You don't like go around and stick your tongue out unless you're like Miley Cyrus.
Slut.
And she doesn't have one. I'm surprised she doesn't have one.
Anymore. Slut. She's so butt. Oh god, she's ugly. Ugh. Icky breaky bitch. God, I can't stand her. She's ugly. She's fucking batshit crazy too. How do we get on this topic? What are we talking about? Oh yeah, we had a date night.
Date night.
So
tapas bar.
Tapas.
We had like we ordered like multiple little dishes. Tapas,
yeah.
I guess.
Four
we didn't
altogether,
order like a full entree at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four, yeah.
Altogether.
Yeah.
The avocado boat was
I think that was my favorite out of them.
Odd.
The lobster ravioli, it's like, eh. I don't know. It doesn't
I
do it
liked
for me.
It. My least favorite was the crab cake.
It
didn't it have a lot of flavor.
It wasn't crispy enough on the outside.
It wasn't crispy enough, no. Yeah. And it didn't have a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
And that was, oh, I think my favorite was the lamb shank tortillas.
Oh, those are pretty good.
That was good. Ooh, I love a lamb shank when it is braised.
Almost like a tortilla.
Pulled pork.
The flat thing.
The flat
pizza looking one. What do you call that?
The flat pizza thing?
The Mexican flat pizza.
The fuck?
Quesadilla. It was like a quesadilla,
oh,
but thicker.
Well, kind of. Yeah, I guess it was. Yeah. It was kind of like a quesadilla.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I think that was my favorite.
We didn't have a knife, though, so we had...
We did fine. That was kind of weird. There's no knife at our table.
Yeah.
And, or we didn't ask for one either. It was good, though. And then we had a lovely pavlova dessert.
Yeah.
And I had lots of wine.
You had a wine flight. You, like, flew, like,
I flew,
all over.
And then it came back for another full glass.
It brought out on this, like, board.
It was
like a... Portable cup holder.
Kind of, yeah.
With like three slots.
That was cool.
Four slots in it, but only three had glasses in them.
Oh, sad.
I don't know.
What happened to the other wine?
I almost died.
You almost died?
I choked on a...
You didn't choke.
Choked on a seed from a raspberry mojito.
You didn't die. You didn't even choke.
It was like in my throat.
It was a Larry David pube stuck in your throat.
No, that wasn't very good. I didn't taste any alcohol in that drink. That wasn't weird.
Mm, there was in the old fashioned, though.
Oh, yeah. It's all alcohol. Oh, it's all alcohol.
And then after dinner, where did we end up? Well, I had to pee really, really badly. And what's
5 minutes after you left the restaurant, you had to pee again.
I know. And what's open in the deep in the burbs on a Saturday night? Not Starbucks.
That's not the burbs.
They closed at 9.
That's not the burbs. We're in the boonies.
This is the boonies. Yeah. This isn't the burbs. This is the boonies. We went from the burbs to the boonies to get back to the burbs. You following us? Yeah. So we're in the boonies. Starbucks closes at 9. Yep. It was 9:01. So we ended up at McDonald's.
Classy. We're dressed all fancy.
We're dressed all fancy, but it was a very small.
In McDonald's.
Well. Obviously, that's not saying much. It's a very small McDonald's. And then I was so drunk, I kept trying to open the wrong restroom door. It was locked.
I saw you. You were like standing there confused.
I know.
Like,
I was.
Looking around. And he pushed like the door that has like the man woman sign on it. Like it's a family, whatever, unisex bathroom.
I was like, why is this door opening? What the fuck? The other one has a light on. That one must be full. So I kept turning it. I'm like, fuck, there's someone in it. And then I turned around. I'm like, the light's on, but no one's in there. Oh, I guess I'll use this one. Jesus. And then I peed for like an hour straight. Good waffle fries.
Yeah, we tried the...
Free coffee.
The fancy waffle fries. That's all right.
Okay. Not bad. Then we walked around
Toys
R Us.
I counted. There were 9 waffle fries.
Or 9? Like that. Altogether?
Yeah. Hmm. They skipped on it.
Whatever. It was delectable. Then we went to Toys R Us and didn't buy anything because they were out of stock.
Store was empty. At
it was great.
9:30 or whatever.
Like,
it was.
Yeah, 9:45 on a Saturday night. Perfect time to hit Toys R Us 3 weeks before Christmas. Unfortunately, they didn't have what we were looking for. But we
what
did
were
buy
looking for
Barbie
crazy
glamour
fucking jet
plane thing.
Jesus.
Disappointment number two wants. Jesus fuck.
It was way too much money.
I'm not sure that Santa's going to be bringing it this year.
Do you ever see her playing with her dolls?
No.
Yeah.
No. I think that we need to have another chat with her about what she wants for Christmas.
Just get her those cheap RC helicopter things. She can fly around and crash.
She'll just crash it into the tree.
Whatever. It's fine.
Then she'll break it and then I'll waste my money on it. Let's have another chat with her tomorrow.
Like, you haven't done that before? You know how many toys we've bought and then, like, they don't play with anymore?
Every toy they've bought?
Yeah. They want us to keep every box that we get. Like, cardboard box and whatever. They're like, oh, I want that box. Like,
no joke, there's an empty waffle box in their bedroom right now.
Is there
actually
anything in it?
No. I think this is a good chance now that they're not here tonight is to dismantle it and put in the recycling because they won't remember.
Oh, yeah. They have...
No.
Their memory is great. Especially
too bad.
Gwen.
I took a couple of homemade paper ornaments off the tree when they weren't looking today and they might have found their way into the recycling.
You can't do like air quotes. They can't see you doing air quotes.
But you did. I'm not quite sure why air quoted homemade because they actually were homemade. So it didn't really require air quotes. Yeah, so the tree's up and all the decorations are up.
Oh, what are we drinking tonight? Our lovely listeners would like to know.
You're not drinking anything, and I'm drinking orange.
Yeah, I had
two whiskeys,
a couple of Jamesons.
Is that whiskey?
Irish whiskey.
Oh.
It's basically Bailey's without the cream and sugar.
Oh, so would I like it? I like the cream and sugar.
No, you wouldn't like it.
No, I wouldn't like it.
You're, I think men drink it straight.
That reminds me, I'm out of wine. I should go to the liquor store tomorrow.
yes, Christmas season has barfed on our house.
Yes, it has. In and out. Just like the dog. Inside and outside, barf.
So light shop outside.
They're
kind of mishmashy.
Yeah, whatever. We can't be bothered to get up on a ladder.
This guy at work, he paid $1,300 to have lights put on his house.
Loser.
They're not that special.
Wow.
I saw pictures.
You should show me a picture of that. I want to see how crapola this looks.
Yeah, wow. That's just way too much.
That's what they literally did. Like burning money through your electricity bill, but still, like, that is so, man. And he's
if
single,
it was like
why
a contract,
he
maybe like they like came to your house for like every year for like 5 years
for $1,300, maybe
them down, stored them. Then that might be all right.
For $1,300 for 5 years, yeah, maybe for 1 year, fuck you. They saw you coming, idiot.
Yeah.
Jesus, dumbass. I take it he probably doesn't listen to our podcast, so it's good.
No.
Okay.
He doesn't know about it.
Ugh. Totally uncool.
He's the same guy who goes to Vegas, and he's a big Elvis fan. He bought some crazy expensive ring.
Ew.
Like a replica of Elvis's ring or whatever.
Oh, loser.
Like a lot of money. Like, Lord. And Jesus. Then he's like, he's always showing us pictures of his girlfriend of the week or whatever. It's always Asian. Always some Asian lady.
What's wrong with the white chicks? Whatever. Is he white?
Yeah.
Ew, that's worse then.
Oh, you're judging already.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
But they always leave him or something. I don't know.
Because they find out that he's a 45-year-old loser?
He's kind of strange.
Ugh. Jesus Christ. Elvis. God, that's worse than a fanalo. Neil Diamond. Someone who likes Barry Manilow. It's a fanalo. Neil
Diamond. What song does he do?
I don't know.
It's not that unusual.
No, that's Tom Jones, okay. I think. Sweet Caroline. Ba-ba-da. Oh, that's Neil Diamond.
Oh, Lord.
Mandy, oh, you came and you something.
And you said, oh my God, oh my God,
that's Barry Manilow. Didn't we almost have it? Oh, no, I don't know who that is. Barry Gibb? Barry Manilow songs. Here we go.
Let's see what he's saying.
Yeah,
he did Mandy, that's right.
Copacabana, the hottest club north of Havana, at the Copa.
He looks so creepy, that.
Ew.
Look at that hair.
Dark
eyebrows.
So that's gonna be like 1978.
76.
Oh, there we go. When we were born,
yeah.
At the Copacabana. Music and fashion were always the something at the Copa. They fell in love. I'm just paraphrasing. I don't know. That's about the only song I kind
of
not even really know.
You lost a couple respect points in my book here.
Looks like we made it. I think that's another Barry Manilow song. I know these songs from like TV.
Yeah, shows. Yeah, mostly TV. I can't see you going to one of his concerts.
No. Not that I get to anybody's concert anytime soon. Jesus Christ. I haven't been to a concert in years.
There's no one you like. I don't know.
I wanted to go to Katy Perry, and you're like, I'm not spending all that money on Katy Perry tickets.
Okay, get over it.
So I didn't get a go.
So what? I was the boss? That one point in time, I was actually the boss. You listened to
me. For like 2 hours that one day out of 17 and a half years. Yeah, you were the boss that one day. Fuck you. Next time she comes to town, I'm going.
Get some good musical taste, then we'll go to a concert.
Excuse me? What's wrong with Katy Perry? Okay,
Katy
Perry.
What were you playing in the car on the way to a restaurant today?
That was a soundtrack from Bad Moms. It was wicked.
Right.
Shut up and dance with me. This
one song was called Cake
Destiny.
At the Ocean, or On the Ocean.
Cake by
no
the
sense.
Ocean. But is a top 40 hit.
I wouldn't eat cake at the ocean because
it why not?
Like sand in my mouth. Like,
so then you wouldn't eat anything at the ocean because you'd get sand in your mouth. And I have seen you eat fish and chips at the beach.
Yes.
So. Bullshitter. What else is going on? This is a boring podcast right now. I think we're losing people.
Christmas, trees up.
Yep.
We have too many ornaments. We can't fit all the ornaments on.
We can fit them all.
But it would be too crowded. You might be able to see the tree.
I went and put more on. Did you not
notice?
It's
a fake tree, by the way.
I went and put more ornaments on.
I didn't notice.
Exactly.
Oh, I saw
so it's not
there.
That crowded.
I don't know why the bin was there.
So it's not that crowded. Because I went and put like another like 15 ornaments on.
Holy.
And you didn't notice, so it's not that crowded. Jesus. And yes, it's a fake tree.
Yeah.
Real trees are so 1980s. Trees,
but
I don't.
Such a hassle.
The pine needles, the watering, the in and out. Ugh.
But the smell though, and that's, oh, you know.
Fucking buy an air freshener then.
We just have the kids have like a real tree one year or something.
They don't know what they're missing, so it doesn't matter.
Ugh. Yeah, I guess, yeah, you're right.
And then we've already had this discussion, we don't have lights to go on it because the tree we have now is pre-lit.
Yeah.
So lights are all outside.
You can't take lights off it.
No. And so we'd have to buy more lights and we'd have to buy a tree stand.
Ugh. Yeah.
For one Christmas? Fuck off. Forget it. It's not worth it. Nope.
Yeah, so we have the fireplace going while we decorate the tree. We had two fireplaces going.
The
actual fireplace and the Netflix fireplace in 4K. Yeah, a little overboard with the fire.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, tree's up. Yeah, what else? What else?
Blah, blah, blah. What else is going on?
Fucking family, parents.
Whatever.
How's your mom doing?
She's all right.
Yeah.
She's still alive.
Has she gone Christmas shopping?
She's done a little bit, but I have to take her this week, I think.
So. Oh, you do? Okay.
There goes.
How's that work out? Because she's kind of slow. Slow moving.
Yeah. These days I don't have as much patience as I used to, so I'm
basically show her one of those electric cart thingies.
And yeah, right. And she couldn't see where she's going with that. Then she's running everybody over. God. I basically just rush her through as fast as I can and then get annoyed when she picks things up and looks at them. And I'm like, you don't even know what you're looking at. Just move along. Then she asks me what she's looking at. Then why do you fucking pick it up? What is this? Oh, it's a Santa hat.
Here? Oh, it's a dismembered foot. Oh, okay.
Seriously, she goes, I'm like, she's looking at a display of Santa hats. She's like, what is this? Santa hats. Oh, I thought it was stockings. No, it's Santa hats. Oh, I don't need one of those. And puts it down. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Luckily for me, when I go shopping for you, your mom gives me like her credit card or whatever. So I don't have to take her with me.
No.
So I can just get whatever.
Did you take her 1 year?
No.
Have you always done it by yourself for her?
Yes.
You didn't take her with you?
I wouldn't go with her because I don't have the patience.
No.
Plus it's awkward.
Yeah, I know. You're never really alone with her, so.
No.
It's always
she scares me.
Awkward. She scares you?
The old lady. But, yeah. Oh, maybe because she was a teacher at one point. And I don't like teachers. They think they know everything.
She's like 102 pounds and 5 feet nothing.
But the mouth on her.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
All her Welsh words.
Her Welshness.
Her Welshness.
Yeah, because she speaks
her
Welsh
double L's
so
and
often.
Oh, say something in Welsh. You know some Welsh. Gotcha.
Fendibia.
Sorry, what?
Gola.
Gola.
Light. Gola. Bora da. Good morning.
Sounds almost like Eastern European of some sort.
Kaus.
Couch.
Cheese.
Couch cheese? Like the dried up cheese you find in between the cushions?
No, it's just cheese.
Oh, okay.
Clandabia. Clandilo.
You know any bad words?
No.
So ask your mom.
Yeah, she usually just uses the English.
The worst one's probably like, you son of a motherless goat.
No, she says shit a lot. Lot.
In Welsh or just shit?
No, just shit.
Oh. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever
good
heard
emphasis on that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh God. Then I always wait like a minute or two and then I'm like, okay, she sorted it out. But if there's like a series of shit, I'm like, oh, I better go down there and make sure she doesn't like stab herself or something. Jesus Christ.
Oh, she could be talking about her toilet.
Oh, let's not bring that up.
No, we
stop.
Will.
No, it's we won't.
Brown Town.
Stop.
Brown Town.
Stop.
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 New section of the Fair Drunk Parents. Brown Town.
No,
all about
no,
the
no.
brown.
We are not going to Brown Town.
So we went downstairs one time.
Stop it.
What?
No. Okay, let's talk about something
Full
else.
Disclosure.
No.
Right. So we went downstairs.
Okay, so let's talk about something else.
I'm going to stop pinching you
until you stop talking.
She didn't flush or
stop.
Something.
Stop.
It was almost overflowing.
Stop. It was not overflowing. You're such full of shit.
It's, we could smell it upstairs here.
Okay. Whatever.
So we investigated.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. And lo and behold.
Hi, Lacey. How are you?
Toilet full of
dookie. Hey, can you bite him right now? If you could bite him, that'd be awesome. Oh, look. You've got fur. There you go. Thanks, Lacey.
Thanks.
Oh, you smell, dog. Oh, Jesus. Someone needs to brush your teeth. Oh, God. She smells like ass.
Does she drink the toilet water or your mom's toilet? Oh, that's a hot. Can you do that in bed next time? Make that noise?
I'm not going to bed with you ever now that you've talked about Dookie on the air. She needs a good brush.
Speak, Lacey, speak.
Oh, I think she needs to go out again.
Oh, she does pant.
She's excited. You got her excited.
Well, I can't help it. I can make all the bitches excited.
Not this one.
You admit you're a bitch.
Only to you, because you're a fucking dick.
You said I was...
I said you were what?
You said I was a great husband.
A gentleman?
Yeah, a gentleman. I was
I was trying to get you to drive tonight. I would have said anything.
I drive 5 days a week, and you want me to drive on
the weekend. Oh, boo-hoo. Too. It's your job. Boo-hoo. You get paid for it. Handsomely, I might add. Plus, that was 6 hours ago, so I'm over it now.
Fuck, I'm only like 26 minutes in. We need to talk about some other
shit. Is anybody awake still? Is anybody still listening? Great, now I need to wash this hand.
So we talked about the past, today.
The past.
What's coming up?
Christmas?
Oh, Cyber Monday, Black Friday. Got any fine ideals?
Tits and ass.
What?
Bras and underwear. I got some bras and underwear coming. That's all I bought for Cyber Monday. I did. You know what? I was not impressed with the sales this year.
Yeah, it was nothing great.
Nothing exciting at all.
Also, I was like no-name brand 4K TVs for cheap. Ugh. Right? And they're not that great.
No-name. Good enough for waffles, not good enough for a TV. What we're looking for, a telephoto lens or a zoom lens?
Yeah, for the cruise.
What's the difference between telephoto and zoom?
Well, all lenses zoom. Well, most lenses will zoom. But okay. Telephotos are like... mega zoom, like zooms even further.
Okay, so you're looking for a telephoto lens.
Something like that, yeah.
Which I'm still not convinced is really necessary for the Caribbean, but is necessary for Alaska.
Sure. Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to wait for a box a day
and see what we can find.
See if I can find a deal.
Yeah.
Because they had nothing on sale. All they had on sale this past week were like, camera bundles with a camera and lenses with it.
I already got the camera.
Yeah.
Ooh, I just need the lens. Yeah. So, yeah, only 2 more weeks of school for the kids and then they're off.
Oh, they're so lucky. I wish I was a kid again.
Yeah, they're so lucky. That's for sure. Jesus Christ. 16th of December. That's their last day of school. It seems early.
Yeah, 16th?
That's
really?
Like 9 days before Christmas.
That's like, almost like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. They go back on the 3rd of January.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a nice long break. So, yeah, it's like 2 weeks and a day. It's a long break this time. Because they go back to school on a Tuesday.
I don't like a fucking break.
Yeah, I know. But these are the days, dear. These are your busy, busy days.
Peak season.
Peak season. 3 more weeks. Hashtag UPS wives. It's a thing. It's a thing on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, hashtag UPS wives. We are the women that support the drivers.
You support me, huh? How do you support me?
by cleaning your house and keeping your
make a lukewarm dinner for me?
What do you mean lukewarm? There's a microwave. Fuck you. I'm not going to keep dinner hot and not make it until 8 o'clock at night. The rest of us are like tired and want to go to bed. Well, the two things are. The two little ones are. I'm not going to fucking make dinner at 8 o'clock at night. Warm it up. That's what God invented a microwave for.
He invented a microwave.
Well, LG or Samsung did. That's why there are microwaves.
On the eighth day, there shall be...
microwave dinners. Hungry man!
Waves that'll heat up your food.
Hey, you're lucky you come home to a home-cooked meal at all. I know plenty of people who do not cook, where popcorn is a great meal, which actually it probably could be. So I don't think there's anything wrong with popcorn for dinner.
This is corn.
Yeah, but it's filling.
It's not that great. Is it? Really? I don't know.
I don't know. But you're lucky I cook for
There's a lot of exercise because you end up spending the next fucking half day getting the kernels out of your teeth, skins out of your teeth.
Anyway, you're lucky you come home to a home-cooked meal. Sometimes it's a reheated meal.
You're lucky I even come home some days.
Am I really? Am I really? Am I? Some days I'd like to be eating that popcorn in my underwear.
Well, you're halfway there now. I can see your panties.
Closes that robe. Uncomfortable silence.
Oh yeah, the reason we had a date night is that we pawned our kids off on some friends of ours for the night, sleep over.
Hee hee.
Two girls sleeping over at
two boys'
house. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of our girls is been getting older and things are sprouting places.
Yeah. There may or may not be hair in Lady Town, and there may not be.
I wasn't prepared for that when I was drying her off on the bath the other day.
Yeah, you can't dry her coochie or anything else.
I can't dry her off anymore.
There's a few errant hairs down there, and then there might be some breast boobies.
Things
coming,
are starting
breast buds,
come out.
Yeah.
The flowers are blooming or budding. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Next thing you know, she'll be like talking about boys that she likes.
She already loves Jake. No, I don't. Stop talking about it. Oh, you love him.
You want to marry him.
You want to have his babies.
Mommy, how do I have his babies? Because I really want his babies.
Gross. Never, ever. You are not having sex until you're 40. Get that.
Lucky if I have sex when I'm 40.
Yeah. You've had at least twice since you turned 40.
That was what, fucking 2 months ago?
Oh, right. We've had it more than twice since then.
Oh, fine.
Piss me off. You won't get it tonight either. And there's something in my orange
juice. I've already pissed you. Is it dog hair? Because dog hair is sitting right beside your
No, I know. Juice. No, it's...
Pulp?
Yes. So much for pulp-free. There's still pulp.
That was pulp for your bot?
I always buy pulp free because I hate pulp. Mm. Pulp is gross. If I wanted pulp, I would eat an orange. Why do I want... This is just lazy. This is what that is. Orange
that
juice...
poor machine that filters it is so lazy.
Orange juice that has pulp in it is just lazy. Can't be bothered to do my job and
take
the pulp out.
Must be one of those union machines.
Yeah, exactly. God damn you and your union. Fucking Teamsters.
So I feel sorry for the parents who have to deal with their kids tonight.
Oh, they're fine. They fell asleep ages ago. Mm-hmm. No big deal. They'll be fine. Although I feel sorry for them in the morning because this morning our kids were up at 6:40 a.m. I went in. Actually, no, it was probably before 6:40, but that's when I woke up and heard them. I went in there and literally yelled, shut the fuck up. I did.
Yeah, I heard that. I didn't bother to get up though.
Yeah. Of course, you never bother to get up. You never get up.
I need my sleep.
Fuck you. So do I. It was Saturday. We both need sleep, shithead.
That's good to both of you. That's right.
And then I ended up getting up again at 7:40 after they had, you're not supposed to talk. And I went, shut the fuck up and go downstairs. And then they did. And then, haha, joke's on you because I went back to sleep and you didn't. So you got up.
Yeah, I fall back to sleep.
And I didn't get up till 9:23.
Screw me.
No thanks. So yeah, I wonder what time they'll wake up at their sleepover tomorrow.
I don't know.
But you know, payback's a bitch and it's coming because we have their kids next Saturday, so.
We have to pick our kids up at what, 10 in the morning?
Yeah, 10, 10:30.
So early.
Well, we can't leave them there all day. Can we? Right? No, they got things to do. We got things to do. We have to do the unpleasant task of Costco, which we do not enjoy it like Jessica does on Fresh Off the Boat. I love how she goes every Sunday and it seems to be empty. As if.
No, I'm not into Asians, but she's all right.
Excuse me? Flat face is pretty?
She was all right.
Flat face? Don't give me that look.
Well, look.
The look like, did you just say something politically incorrect?
You can say whatever you want.
Your whole life is politically incorrect.
You're incorrect.
So you do her?
If I had to. Just let you know.
If he was the guy who played her husband was the last man on earth,
I wouldn't do him.
I would masturbate and that'd be it. That's all. There was no way I'd fuck him. No.
So you'd stare at him.
No, I wouldn't do anything. I would go away, far away. Ew. Really? You like her? Whatever.
Oh, it's okay.
Talk to your single 45-year-old friend. That's what gets his motor running.
What's it about Asian ladies you like?
She has no tits. She has no ass.
No, it's whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? No tits, no ass, no woman. You might as well be dating a boy.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, there you go. So you're gay now. Okay. Have fun with that.
Curious.
Yeah, right.
I'm out like a tampon string.
No, you're not. Not at all. And I don't use those either. Pads all the way.
Okay. You won't talk about poop, but you'll talk about your female products.
Hashtag always with wings.
Stop trying to be millennial.
Millennial. Oh, that reminds me, I need to watch this week's Younger. What? Just remind me. I'm behind now because it was episode Wednesday. So try and watch that tomorrow. So after we pick her up, we go to Costco. And then she's got a birthday party to go to at 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Who? Which one?
Gwen.
Oh.
Bowling party.
Bowling? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just down here?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we didn't talk about. We didn't talk about Gabby's sticky wall birthday party.
Oh, that was so gross.
Oh, man.
Shit fun. Oh. So we had a birthday party at this place called Go Bananas.
Oh, my God. Oh. The sweat, the smell, the sticky walls.
It was packed with kids. Oh, fuck. So we had this little party room booked. We go up there, you know, whatever, set the whole place up. Kids are pouring in. It was like, how many kids were there? Like
18, 19 altogether? Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm never inviting the whole class again.
No way.
That wasn't even the whole class. Oh my God.
So they all came in. I had to go get pizza for them. Got too much pizza. All of them wanted a fucking cheese pizza and I only got like one cheese pizza.
Yeah, that was bad planning on your part. You get like 3 Hawaiians. What fucking kid besides Gwen eats Hawaiian pizza? None of them did, except your daughter.
A couple did.
Okay, fine. Like 2 kids. Everyone else wanted cheese.
Yeah.
Dad. Next time I'll get the pizza.
Yeah, so I brush up against one of the walls up there. And I'm like, this wall is wet.
Why
is the wall wet?
Why was it wet?
Because the place is not well ventilated.
No.
And lots of kids running around getting all sweaty.
Ew.
And all of condensating because it's cold outside.
Oh, yeah. The windows were all fogged up.
I called you over. Called some
of the other moms over to touch the wall.
I'm like, touch this. This is wet. Wet, right? It's not just cold.
Oh, God.
I would have paid someone $5 to lick the wall.
Ew.
But no one took me off on that offer.
You did not offer anybody that.
I offered you that. Like, here, I'll give you $5 of your own money to lick the wall.
Oh, I'm this dumb one I'm taking that back. Oh, God. And then, oh, my God, like, you're at a play place. Go play. But there was always kids up in the party room. Always.
Yeah.
Go play. And who were the troublemakers? Who were the whiny ones? Who were the dramatic ones? Not the girls. The boys. Yeah. Oh my God. They're like fucking little princesses.
Tearing up. Like, oh, I don't like this juice box.
Oh yeah. There was the one boy that cried because he couldn't have an apple juice box. There was another one that cried because he wanted to call his mom 10 minutes after she left. There was another one that cried because they kept turning the lights out on him in the bathroom. There was another one who, with an earring, by the way, a 6-year-old boy with an earring, little fucker. Oh, he was a shithead. He was the shit disturber. He was like beating up on other boys with the balls in the ball pits, winging them at him. A 6-year-old boy with an earring. Yeah, I'm fucking judging you, you little shithead. Oh, and then, so the morning after her party, or 2 days later, at school, I was in the classroom for an hour and a half doing Christmas crafts, and that little shithead kid was in trouble the whole fucking time.
Really?
The whole fucking time. Wow. And then he got pulled out of line during the field trip 3 days later, too. Little fucking shit. I just, like, if I've ever stabbed a kid, he's going to be the one.
Maybe he's got some issue.
Yeah. His parents are his friends and not his parents, and maybe they should fucking parent him, the little fucking shit. Be a parent, not a friend. He's 6. He needs a parent, not a best friend.
That's how you really feel.
Jesus Christ. Never fucking invited that kid. Seriously, if Gabby wants to kill me when she's a teenager, she's going to date that boy. And then I'm going to have to disown her or stab him. God. Wow. Oh, that kid just pisses me off.
Okay.
And he's the one that left his coat behind and his retard mother didn't come to get it. It was 4 degrees and raining. And you're not wondering where your kid's coat is? Fucking idiot.
Yeah, how do you leave a coat?
And then, oh, apparently my mom had to go and buy a new coat. Ain't my fucking problem, bro! You're lucky I didn't donate your fucking coat to the fucking... Oh, well, because he's half black or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Mom was white. I don't never saw dad. And she, of course, was the only parent that didn't say thank you either. Like, fuck off. Like, your kid? No wonder your kid's a little shit, because you don't teach him any manners, because you don't have any fucking manners.
Let's not do that again.
No. No. It's going to be like girls only.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
Smaller group.
Yeah. Definitely. And I'm never doing an all-class party again. That was the first time we've ever done one for either kids.
Yeah.
And it cost a fucking arm and a leg, because apparently we were trying to be big shots.
Yeah, what were we trying to prove?
I don't know. She got a shit ton of presents.
Oh, Jesus.
Probably the presents amounted to the same amount that we paid for the party.
Yeah, people
were generous.
We have like a $20 limit on gifts and people spend like $50.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. It was insane. Jesus. Holy shit. Oh, yeah. I don't spend more than $20 on a kid's
gift. She's a lucky girl.
Yep. So now you can see why we're not really wanting to spend money on the glamour jet when she just had a fucking party.
I know.
We don't want to spend $168 on some Christmas presents.
We need a glamour chat.
We need a glamour chat. Unfortunately, we're flying United and Air Canada. Sorry. It won't be glamorous.
Economy.
It won't be glamorous, and it will be economy. But it's only 6 weeks till vacation.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It'll come soon enough.
No, and it'll be warm, too, I think. It's like... warm there now. So.
It's always warm there. Mm. Okay. Well, that's the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm tired.
Yeah, time to go to bed.
Time to nights.
Oh, it's early night even without the kids.
Oh, like that's fine.
It's just 12:30 in the morning.
Hey, and at least we won't be woken up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I hope not. So that's good.
Watch the dogs start barking or some bullshit. Oh, I hear someone outside. No, you don't. You're just fucking old.
I can hear anything, bitch.
All right. Well, we'll sign off.
Okay.
Where can they reach us, Angela?
I have no recall? Idea. You always do it. FDParents@something.something.
Yeah, that's it. Just type that in. See what happens.
See what happens.
All right. Have a good night, Angela.
Bye. Bye.